Welcome to Metro on Community Radio KGNU Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. I'm Maeve Conran and delighted to be in the studio with our regular first Monday Metro host, Shikita Yarborough, who is the host of this new segment that we've introduced, Victorious Single Parent. And Shikita blogs about being a victorious single parent at that website, victoriousingleparent.com. Shikita, it's always good to have you in the studio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Well, today we're going to look ahead to summer because although it's only early March, for parents and certainly for single parents, summer can be a time fraught with anxiety because your kids are out of school. It's very expensive to sign up for summer camps, and yet what is one to do? So we're going to get into some of the details on that. And Shikita has a lot of resources available to parents, particularly single parents, at her website, victoriousingleparent.com. But Shikita, as a single mom yourself, you have been through those summer months and the months in advance when you're sort of dreading those 2.5 months of vacation time because summer camps are expensive. It can be hard to entertain kids. What has been your experience?
My experience has been that a single parent really do need to be prepared, start in advance, looking for camps that have worked for their friends' children or camps that they have heard that may have really good ratings or compliments. So when I say in advance, I mean the beginning of the year. Check and see when they start their waiting list, how much the camps are. Well, some of the challenges for summer camps or for the summer for single parents are the expenses and the lack of support. So some camps are half a day. Parents work. So if you do not have that support system where it's a grandparents, aunts, or family that live around you, then who's going to pick up your children for that half a day? Then that means you have to take off from work, go run and go pick them up, take them home. Or if they're too young, you can't take them home. What do you do? And the other one is expenses. So you have to start saving money. So if you don't have the money, say now, to be on a waiting list, then you know, it's a possibility that your child may not be able to go to summer camp because you're waiting to get those finances where if it's tax income, you know, tax returns or just the next paycheck be by the end of the month or waiting on the other parent to pay child support or whatever it may be. If your finances are limited, then that's another challenge that you may have on missing out on a summer camp.
Well, you yourself have gone through all of this and you've had boys and girls, right, your sons and daughters, trying to figure out the camp issue as well. Now, in terms of the cost, some of the cheapest ones or the most affordable ones that we've seen can be about $200+ for 1 week of summer camp. It's an incredibly expensive prospect to sign your children up for some of these things. At your website, victoriousingleparent.com, though, you do offer some resources and there are some tips that you're offering for people to avail of maybe some of the more affordable programs during the summer.
Right. Under my resource tab, I will have some things just to do for the summer. Say, for instance, if you do find a camp where your child or children can be a part of, it can participate at a minimum cost, cost may not be an issue for someone, but there are things that kids want to do other than be in a particular school setting, you know. So I do suggest doing things with your children over the summer, maybe over the weekend, maybe take a little vacation, take a little trip. And there's so many things you can do at minimal cost. Like you can go to, and most people in Colorado do anyway, take their kids to the national parks or, things like that. And like, I think we were talking about the library. There are some things in the summer that parents can do. I know I think the library in Longmont has chess. They teach kids chess. And so, you know, just little things to expose your children to different things over the summer that may be offered it's important just to spice it up a little bit and try different things over the summer so they can feel like it's a summer. Because I think all kids want a break, no matter what. So doing something a little bit different with the kids is important over the summer so they don't feel like, oh, here we go again. It's like one big cycle of school or school setting, and summer will be fine for them.
You mentioned there at the Longmont Library, I've certainly availed of a lot of the summer programs they have at the library. They've terrific programs at not just the Longmont Library, but really libraries around the entire metro area. So that is one avenue that people can explore. Some of them, though, you do have to register in advance. And so please do be aware of that. But today on Metro on KGNU, we're speaking with Shaquita Yarbrough, who's a regular voice now on the first Monday of every month. And Shaquita blogs at victoriousingleparent.com. And on that first Monday of every month, Shaquita shares her own insight as a single mom herself, but also has regular guests on to talk about some of the issues facing parents. And today we're looking ahead to summer, which can be a very nerve-wracking prospect for many parents, single parents or parents in traditional families, because it can be an expensive prospect to have your kids out of school for 2.5 months. What do you do with the summer camps? Now is the time to be signing up. However, that also has a cost as well. So we're exploring some of these issues today on KGNU's Metro. Shaquita, I know then as well, you're looking at different issues according to the age of the child, and sometimes older children, teenagers, can maybe get a summer job.
Correct. So teenagers can get a summer job. I know for my kids, I always look for internships that they can do over the summer, volunteer hours they can do over the summer, and, you know, they can also get a job. The reason why I highly recommend volunteering or internships, because it really looks good on a college application. And it, you know, it has benefited all of my children by having some type of volunteer hours or internship as well as working. So those are options too. And Boulder County offer employment for teenagers. I think they have to sign up this month actually to apply to be a part of the summer program to work in Boulder County. And most cities offer that. I remember when I was a teenager, I was a teacher's assistant when I was like 14 years old in Chicago. So I think it's an advantage that the cities still offer those programs for teenagers so they can get out. And the main thing for teenagers is to keep them busy. You don't want them at home sitting playing video games all day on the computer, all day long, or sleeping all day. I know it's the summer and they feel like they need a break, but we don't get a break. But it's important that they stay busy, and it's important that we keep them busy, because it's a part of getting them ready for the real world. You know, only break they'll get is 2 weeks vacation out of a year.
As the focus of your blog, and certainly this particular show on the first Monday of every month, we're really looking at the very specific challenges facing single parents. Mm-hmm. When you're going it solo, it all falls to you. And so juggling schedules, that's usually not an option because it's you. You're the one who has to deal with it all. But often then summers has that prospect of your children going to the other parent for either the entire summer or part of the summer. That in and of itself also has challenges. And you've shared in previous shows your own experience of that, that when your children then come back, they've been out of your particular routine. They've been maybe allowed to do things that you wouldn't particularly allow them to do. So what are some of the challenges facing single parents when that is on the cards for the summer break and maybe even spring break, which is going to come up sooner, obviously, when the child or the children go to spend time with the other parent?
Yes, you know, it becomes very challenging when their eating habits change. When you try to be healthy at home, or, you know, don't allow sugar, or you don't allow fast food or whatever it may be, and the other parent feel like, you know, this is the only time that they have with them for the summer for that long period of time, so they can let them do whatever they want to do because they're the so-called good parent and fun parent. So that's a challenge. And their sleeping habits, That's a challenge because a lot of times kids, I remember my kids used to be up all night to 3 o'clock in the morning just watching videos or playing video games.
This is when they went to their dad's house
for
the summer?
When they would go to their dad's for the summer and they were younger. And that was an issue for me because when they came back, they thought they could do the same thing. They were with him, you know, a month and, you know, they felt like what was wrong with it. And they were drinking sodas and all of these things that are not allowed in my house. And so, yeah, it became it became a challenge. But what worked is I had to educate my children and communicate with my children because communicating with my ex, it really didn't change anything. Because he still did what he wanted to do. I had to communicate with my children and tell them why I didn't approve of them staying up to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and then sleeping all day. Why drinking all of the sugar, why we don't have it in our house. So all of those things, I said, you can have some of those things, but in moderation. So it's very important that we train our children because they won't be under us forever. So we want them to make good choices no matter what. Because I started off, you know, being upset with my ex-husband, but it didn't matter. I had to train my children. So whenever they were in that scenario, maybe at someone else's house, they knew, no, my mom really don't allow me to drink sodas after such and such time, or I only can have them 3 times a week, or whatever the case may be. I want them to get in the habit of learning how to make good choices for their own lives.
Did that work?
Yes. It took a while.
So I was going to say, it sounds great, but I mean, how does that actually work in, you know, in the real world?
It's funny because they would come back and it took probably about three or four summers. And then they start coming back and telling me, Mom, you would not believe when we got there, Dad had 2 cases of soda sitting there waiting on us. And he had candy. He had all. And I told them, Dad, we can't have that. And, you know, so then they start seeing the difference.
But see, that's an interesting dynamic, too, because if that message is coming from the kids as opposed to you, maybe that can remove a potential source of conflict from that relationship as well.
Right, right. And so then, you know, they start telling their dad they can't have that stuff they really don't like. And then they start telling him he shouldn't have it. You know, it's not good for you, Dad. And so I think as parents, we got to stop blaming the ex and teach our children why we choose the things that we tell them to do and what not to do. That's what's the most important, is to teach our children.
And what is that period like for you then when your kids are away? And in your particular case, I know they went out of state to spend that time with their dad. I mean, I think a lot of people think, hey, vacation time for mom. But what exactly is going on then for you when your kids are gone?
That's very interesting because at first, I think finances were an issue for me. So I may not have had the finances to do the things that I really wanted to do. Not only that, I guess I felt like I really didn't deserve to do anything for myself, which is not good. And that's another reason why I'm happy to have the show to tell single parents that it's important that you take out the time for yourself. Utilize any time you can, even if it's take a few girlfriends and go up and get a cabin and share a cabin for 2 days when your kids are gone with their parent. Just do something for yourself, even if it's a spa day. You know, save that money up and do something. Get a Groupon. You know, and do something for yourself that you want to do, whether it's paint or whatever. I didn't do that. It's very important for a single parent to do that when you have that time off, to take that time for yourself. If your kids are gone on every other weekend and it's the summertime, then utilize that time. It's very important.
Now, you said you didn't do that, and I've heard this from many parents as well, because the tendency then is to catch up on all the household chores while your kids are gone. And so you end up often being busier. Or the other dynamic I have heard from single parent friends of mine is that this can be a time I'll try and do overtime at work. I'll try and make this an opportunity to maybe earn more money because I won't have to pay for childcare, in which case you're more overworked in that time. So instead of having a break, when your kids come back, then you've actually worked even harder in their absence.
That is so true. That's true. It's all of the above. You work more. You say, oh, if you need me more, I can come in. Or you just work later. And also, that will be the time I will go in my kids' room and purge everything. They come back and they're like, whoa, what happened to my such and such? You know, got rid of things they didn't utilize and got rid of clothes they couldn't wear anymore. So, yes, that is so true. That is so true, because you think about all the stuff that you need to do without them being around, because you work and then they have their extracurricular activities. And so, you know, you don't really have time to do those extra little small things that make a big difference in your life.
But your experience is it's really crucial to at least take some time.
It is
for self-care.
Very crucial to take time for yourself.
We're speaking with Shaquita Yarbrough today on Metro on Community Radio KGMU. I'm Maeve Conran, and Shaquita is the regular voice that you hear on the first Monday of every month on Metro. And her segment is Victorious Single Parent. And she blogs at that website, victoriousingleparent.com, where she shares her own experience of being a single parent and the experiences of single parents that she hears from around the community, and offers resources and tips of how to deal with some of the very specific issues that are often faced by single parent families. And today we're talking about what can often be a very challenging time, well, for all families, but specifically if you're a single parent of kids. Summer, you've got 2.5 months coming up where your kids are out of school. Summer camps can be an expensive prospect, and maybe the challenges of your kids going to the other parent for a period of time. If you go to victoriousingleparent.com, there's a resources tab, and Shaquita has shared a lot of her own experience and wisdom and research about what you can do maybe with your kids during that time. We've talked about summer camps, so if your kids are staying with you, the summer camps can be expensive, but there are some more affordable options, maybe exploring your local library, seeing what they have on offer, and they very often have things going on every day. It seems also an opportunity to maybe engage with other single parents to try and maybe form some type of network where you could maybe share the burden. And I hate to use that word burden, it sounds negative, but you could maybe share the childcare or the entertainment responsibilities. Was that something that you found valuable as a single parent, particularly when your kids were younger, to try and connect with other single parent families?
You know, that's a very good question. That's another reason why I'm writing a single parent book. And that's another reason why that, you know, I'm blogging, because there wasn't a group just for single parents that will, you know, where they could come together and talk about their issues, the common issues among single parents. I mostly had more help and support from traditional families. They saw my struggle and would say, you know, oh, don't worry about it. I'll take this one home for you.
So would these be the families of friends of your kids? So these would be established relationships?
Some of them would be families of friends of my children, or other parents were with kids that were in the extracurricular activities, say, for the summer. Whether it was soccer, whether it was basketball, whatever it was, you know, they were in together. So they know if I had my kids with me, okay, I would tell one, I'll be back to pick you up because I got to go drop this one off and then come back and forth. And so some parents saw that and say, oh, you know, don't worry about it. I can drop them off. You don't live that far from me, or things like that. So there really wasn't, single parents seem to be this silent voice in our community. Because we look like, and we talked about this before, like we look like we have it all together. No one would ever know that we're single parents if you saw us in the grocery store. And so we're this silent voice that needs help, you know, and we need the support in our communities. Like I said, the community really are not aware how difficult it can be. Like, you know, the same problems and issues that a traditional family may have, like with summer camps and getting on the waiting list and things like that, at least you, in the times may be inconvenient, at least there's another family member, another parent that can, you guys can accommodate one another, whereas it's just one of us.
Oh, and another issue on that is that there are so many people who move here from other states and other countries, and they don't often have their family support network around them. And I know that was an issue for you. So would you, were you comfortable reaching out to other families and asking for some type of help? Or you said that very often families of friends of your children would ask if you needed help. Were you ever in a position to say, okay, this is what I need, and these are the people I'm going to call? Because sometimes we have to recreate those support networks in areas where we don't have family support. We might have just moved here. And I know in this particular area in the Front Range, a lot of people have moved here from other places.
Right. No, I did not. Most people approached me. So it's, and I think it was like a prideful thing, you know, like the way I said that people may look at us like we have it all together. They would never know. That's how we want to be portrayed. We have it all together. We don't want anyone to know that we have all these issues and we need all this help, because for whatever reason, after divorce, for me, it was divorce. So for the longest time, I had this guilt for filing for divorce. Like everything was my fault. So I had to figure it out and I had to deal with it, you know. So I think sometimes single parents feel that way, like, oh, I'm the cause of this, so I can deal with it. I shouldn't bring anyone else into my issues. I don't want anyone else to know, because it's like once you allow someone to get a little close to you, then they kind of know a little bit more about you and know a little bit more about your family, your issues, and things like that. And then one day my mom said, stop being so prideful, accept help, you know. And so I had to because I was straining myself, you know, and still holding it together some kind of way.
Well, summer is that time, I think, that people definitely need that extra help from wherever it might be offered. So we're talking about summer coming up, the challenges that that poses very often for families, as you have kids out of school for 2.5 months. And when you're a single parent, that can be amplified because it's all on you, and the cost and the scheduling challenges that can all pose. Shikidi Yarborough is the regular Monday voice that you'll hear on the first Monday of every month here on Metro on KGNU. And she has a lot of tips about what you can do with your summer if you are a single parent, and how you can maybe navigate some of these issues. Now is the time that a lot of the summer camps are signing up. Just to give a plug, KGNU also has a radio summer camp. We'll be putting that information at kgnu.org. But Shikita, at victoriasingleparent.com, you have a resources tab and a lot of information there about summer camps, finding things to do in the summer, navigating that issue of when your kids go to the other parent, and how to then reintegrate them back into your own family with its own structure and rules as well. So many different challenges. But final thoughts now to share with parents as we're looking ahead to a couple of months of lovely family time, but also some of those dreaded I'm bored moments as well, on what to do.
Right. Well, I just want to tell the parents to, you know, get on it, start looking at camps. And if you can afford to go ahead and pay the registration in at least 1 week of camp, whatever you can do, get on it ASAP. Next thing I want to say is it's okay if there aren't any summer camps. And hopefully if you haven't used up all your vacation time, maybe you can take, a couple of weekends out of the month. And one weekend you can take a Friday off. The next weekend you could take a Monday off, whatever, maybe a couple of months. And just do some local things with the kids. Allow the kids to be a part of it. What do you want to do for the summer? Always communicate with your children. Ask them what they want to do for the summer, because sometimes they may not want to go to the other parent. And you're sitting, I know there's been times when my kids didn't want to go and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? Right? And so if you start now, then you can have a plan. Involve your kids with the budgeting of the summer if they do stay with you. I think that's very crucial and very important, to involve the kids, because I think it'll be more fun and it will be less complaining because they help to be a part of it. I learned that the hard way. So just even if you can't get them in summer camps, volunteer time, get them to volunteer, internships for the older kids, take the older kids on college campuses across the state. That's what I used to do that too. So I think that's very important as well. And if your kids go to the other parent, please take some personal time for yourself. It's very, very important.
And that can be the final word, or almost final word, from Shikita Yarborough. She is the regular voice on the first Monday of every month. But you want to give a special shout out to a very special parent.
My mom, Shirley Brown. Today is her birthday. And I just want to say happy birthday, Mom. You've been the greatest mom that anyone can ever have. And I thank you for all that you have done at times when you were a single parent for me. And you are awesome. And thank you.
You can find out more about those resources that have been mentioned in the show at victoriossingleparent.com. It's the website of Shikita Yarborough, and she'll be back the first Monday in April. Some future shows to look forward to. What's going to be coming up in April?
We're going to talk about taxes and how to get ready for taxes for next year. And for single parents, what are some of the new rules and regulations, and as far as filing head of household or not head of household. So we will have an accountant next month for that. In the month of May, we will be talking about financing and about budgeting, about allowing your children to help you with the budget, and some tools and resources for your finances for the month of May.
We look forward to those shows. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Metro here on Community Radio KGNU. I'm Maeve Conran with Shikita Yarborough.